Well, thank you, Scotty, for the voicemail, for as you said, the voice letter. I believe someone else, I think Big Fatty calls it voice letters. Is that what he calls them?
Yeah, he calls them voice letters.
The voice letters, whatever.
Yes.
Poor Big Fatty, or whatever he says.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lovely time. I didn't get to mention this on the show because it was the day after, but I had a lovely time at the Blue Moon Resort with Big Fatty and a couple of other people. We went skinny dipping in the pool.
By definition, if he was there, you were fat dipping.
Well, he didn't actually, you know what? He didn't get in. He kept his clothes on.
Well, of course
not,
because the water, there would be no water left in the pool had he gotten
in. He introduced me to some porn star that I didn't really know anything about, Michael Brandon.
Michael Brandon.
And at one point, people were throwing little Nerf balls at Michael Brandon, and he was batting them away with his cock. But we had a lovely time.
It's not just ruined, it's me. Big Fatty, online!
Poor Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 992 of the BFO for Friday, the 18th of November, 2011. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Well, y'all, we've got voice letters, and did I mention that it's Friday? Hello, Glovies! Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. Y'all, a cold front has moved through the Charleston area. And y'all, the rat is on right now, and y'all, we are going down into the 30s on Thursday night. And our high on Friday is only going to be in the mid to upper 50s. Dear Gussie, y'all, it's about 59 degrees right now in Charleston. Y'all, I told you that I was going to be in a foul mood. Going to be in a foul mood on Thursday. And y'all, sure enough, Larry Klein called me at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And I took him and his friend out to the Aeropuerto, which, as we all know, is Mexican for Aeropuerto. Y'all, they have flown the coop. They have just flown the coop. They're coming back on Sunday. I'm going to have to pick them up at the Aeropuerto, which, as we all know, is Mexican for Aeropuerto. But y'all, they're coming in at 11:30 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, I should be up by then. I may be down for my nap by then. But anyway, well, that's on Sunday, so, you know, that's fine. That's fine. I got a lot done at the coal mine today. Got just an awful lot done at the coal mine. Saw old Veda. He was bitching about something. I don't know what it was. He was, my partner's called me. I don't know. All about. And y'all, there was some kind of attack squirrel or something like that. I just get bits and pieces, but he was saying that there was some sort of attack squirrel. I don't know if it was animatronic or not, but y'all, that is the beef pot roast that cooked all night Wednesday night, and it had the potatoes and the onions and there with it. Y'all, I forgot, you know, I mentioned I'd forgotten the celery, and y'all, I still forgot it. Never put it in there, so I'll just have to put peanut butter on it. Yes, McFaddy! At the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Daniel burp, 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 Biba, you know, he's the audio Nazi, and you can tell that just from listening to him in that opening segment. And that Adam Benj, y'all, he spends a lot of time in these saunas looking for creepy old men or something like that. I don't know what he's doing. But You know, Daniel does another little show. He used to, anyway. He used to do that Live It Up with a white boy. And, y'all, I don't know what's happened to it. It's just vanished. It has just vanished off the intertubes. Ever since Pride 48, there hadn't been a single episode of it, and I just don't know what's up. And so, y'all, we may have to put out an all-points bulletin for the Live It Up little show, because y'all, obviously Daniel's around, but a white boy, he's gone. He's just gone. I just don't know. Y'all, let's see, what else have I got to tell you? My most regular gentleman caller just left, and y'all, it was lovely. And I know that that is going to make some people that like to listen to the Waltons want to spew. But y'all, they've unsubscribed, so it doesn't really matter. But y'all, you know, the Vons, and Myron, y'all, they are entertaining that Tom and Terry from the Chicagos, and y'all, evidently, Tom's driver's license has expired, so y'all, he wasn't able to rent a car, so y'all, he just went and bought one. So I guess he bought it just to use for the weekend, and I don't know what the hell he'll do. He'll probably just give it to somebody, I guess. I don't know. But y'all, I don't know how he's going to get on the Aeroplano, which of course is Mexican for Aeroplano. When he comes back, y'all, I think it's all a big plan so he can get the full body pat down. Cause you know, anytime, well, you know, when you reach that advanced age, you will take some touching any way you can get it. Bae, fatty, you're going to get yourself in trouble. So, anyway, y'all, let's see, what else have I got here? Y'all, as Adam and Daniel mentioned at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, we've got voice letters today. Well, big fatty, get to them.
You're having it up. You're having it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Hey, Big Fatty, do you know that in 5 months you have to pay your federal taxes for your short pay for, well, you know what I mean? It's 5 months from now, April 15th. I'm already getting nervous. All right. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm not quite sure who that is. Y'all, I don't recognize that voice, but it sounded like it may have been could it be white boy? Has he changed his voice? I don't know, but y'all, you know, what a horrible thing to bring up on a Friday. Well, Big Fatty, if you'd played it on the 15th, like they said, then it wouldn't be so horrible. Well, I guess that's true. But anyway, y'all, I don't want to think about my taxes. I just don't want to think about my taxes at all. In fact, all I want to think about is another voice letter, perhaps one from the 2010 number one fan of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. I was just calling to say, yeah, there is something I would love to have on the Big Fatty app. I would love to hear you giggle on that thing. When you started laughing the other day, just made my day. I just broke out laughing when I heard it. Anyway, that's what I'd really love to have, is you laughing. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was indeed the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Y'all, that's Moose P. And Moose P, you are not the only one who has requested the Giggle Fest, the bag of laughs, if you will. So you may just find that on your BFO app, new soundboard when that is updated. So, but y'all, isn't that lovely that I just made his day just by giggling and cutting the fool and all that kind of stuff? It's just lovely that you can do that. Thank you, Big Fatty. Move forward. You're rambling.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble. Just want to give you a quick call. I listened to one of your latest episodes, and you were going on about the X Factor. And I just had to call and tell you that I totally agree with you. I started watching at the beginning, and I thought, it's no American Idol, but we'll see how it goes. And then it just got worse and worse and worse. And then I remember the lady that the one judge, not Paula, but the other one, she is just annoying. And then L.A. Reid with all his weird mannerisms and the dramatic pauses and everything, it's awful. So I just wanted to call to let you know that I echo your sentiment. I completely deleted it off my DVR, and I might watch the finale just to see who they wanted to win in the very beginning. But I don't know. It's oh, God. But I'm glad you talked about Survivor, because I was wondering what your thoughts were about who you think's going to win. So let me know. And that one guy, I don't know what his name starts with an A, but he is hot. I don't remember his name. Do you remember his name? But anyway, he's adorable. And I tweeted, I said, wow, this guy is really, really, really hot. And he's got such an ego that he responded back, why, thank you. So he's obsessed with the Twitters. But anyway, you be good. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I knew he's going to slip it in there. He always slips it in. Big Fatty, when you say it, it's vulgar. Tom, I'm glad. Y'all, Tom is a big quiz program fan also, and it's good to know that he and Big Fatty are on the same wavelength on some of these. Y'all, I'm telling you, though, and I know there are some of you out there that are enjoying the X Factor, but y'all, it's just some meanness in there, and it's predictable. And you know damn good and well which contestant is the judge's favorite, and y'all, it's just going to get down to who gets screwed over, and y'all, it'll probably come down to one of the old people and one of the girls. But anyway, and Tom, that is Albert. Albert is the contestant on the Survivor that you think is hot, and he is. But Ozzy is too, you know, because you know he's got the lion, the lion's mane, you know, and so you know that's kind of nice, and you know he's in good shape and all too. Big Fatty, you know it. So he reminds us of you, Big Fatty, just a physical specimen. In a specimen job.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, it's Yaz Mamadou. And you're right, I got a little tingly when you called me out on my exiting of the birth canal. So thank you very much. And I can't wait to tell my parents. They are a member of the February Fuckers Club. Sounds like a very big club, and I'm just so proud of them. All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's Yabba Dabba Doo. And y'all, you know, she had an exiting of the birth canal on hump day. Y'all, there was some humping in February with her parental units. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, speaking of exiting of the birth canal... Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have come to the end of another week, and y'all, today, the 18th of November, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for Miss Panties herself. Y'all, it's Tara's birthday. You know, she just lives right around the corner from my grandson. I'll just send her over there to check on my grandson, because I hadn't heard from him in forever. But anyway, Tara, I know you have a special visitor from the Ark that is visiting, and that you have seen during this this exiting of the birth canal celebration week. And Tara, if you would just do me a favor and make that that blue mohawk vegetable-tarian, make him pick up the cellular telephonic device and call Big Freddy. Yes, Big Freddy, it's just rude he hadn't called. He's been here a week, and he hasn't even called to check in on you. Straight Bob's got nothing to worry about there. You got that right. But anyway, but Tara, I hope that there are some adult beverages in your celebration, and I hope that... that there's all kinds of good stuff, and I hope there's cake. I always hope there's cake. Yes, Big Freddy, you can't have a celebration of exiting the birth canal without cake. Unless you're diabetic, and then you probably shouldn't have that. Big Freddy!
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Gussie, y'all, Tara, you might find some interest in this because, you know, with all those candles on your cake, we wouldn't want you to burn yourself. But y'all, here's an important message about burn treatment, and I'm going to just pass it along to you. It says, once I was cooking some coon and stuck my fork in the boiling water to see if the coon was ready. I missed and my hand went into the boiling water. A friend of mine who was a Vietnam veteran came into the house just as I was screaming and asked me if I had some plain old flour. I pulled out a bag and he stuck my hand in it. He said, keep my hand in the flour for 10 minutes, which I did. He said that in Vietnam, this guy was on fire and in their panic, they threw a bag of flour all over him to put out the fire. Well, it not only put the flour out, y'all, I think it meant the fire out, but he never even had a blister. So y'all, long story short, this person put their hand in the bag of flour for 10 minutes, pulled it out, and it didn't even have a red mark or a blister, and absolutely no pain. Now, this person keeps a bag of flour in the fridge, and every time she burns herself, she uses the flour, and never once has she ever had a red spot or a burn or blister. Cold flour feels better, even better than room temperature flour. So, y'all, there you go. Who knew? Who knew that a flour, and y'all, by flour, I mean, you know, like the Pillsbury sifted or the Martha White flour, not the pansy kind. Anyway, y'all, I don't really have anything else to catch you up on except for the bacon calendar. Let's just go ahead and do that for Wednesday, y'all. Green bacon. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, but it sounds like everything in your refrigerator. Green bacon is bacon that has been cured but not smoked. Y'all, I have trouble smoking bacon, mainly because I have trouble keeping it lit. Big Fatty, that is old as Methuselah. Y'all, at macfee.com, you can purchase a bacon belt, bacon and eggs bandages, and the I Love Meat sticker collection. Y'all, who knew there was a bacon belt? Big Freddy, it don't come in your size. Oh, dear gussie. And y'all, for today, in the 1920s, Oscar F. Meyer, a German immigrant, revolutionized the bacon industry by perfecting his method of slicing and packaging bacon. Y'all, that is the good bacon now. But y'all, who knew? Who knew that it took a German to make the good bacon? Good bacon, Big Freddy. You're just nattering now. Y'all, I'm probably gonna head out to the tonight because you know Granny and Miss Water are out of town this weekend, and y'all, they're having the Drag King contest tonight. And y'all, one of my favorite drag kings is going to be one of the judges tonight, and I might get a little peck on the cheek.
Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, no, that's good because she wears the Old Spice just like me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.